At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? In the Bonus, Fox Sports Radio. I do like overused expressions. We call them cliches. You guys like those? I like those. Because we're told in this business, hey, don't use cliches, which I think it should be, don't use them, don't overuse them, and don't be cliche. But there are times in which cliches do work. Have you ever heard of this one? Be careful what you wish for. You might receive it. You guys ever heard that one? Well, that's what happened to Virginia basketball last night. Look, I'm not here to say something stupid like somebody said about Tony Bennett. You should fire him because they're boring. We'll get to that later on in the show. I am here to tell you that you should be very careful what you wish for because you might well get it. All right. We've seen this a lot of times. Do you remember Nathan Peterman? He's a quarterback. I don't know if he's still in the NFL. But Nathan Peterman played at Pitt, okay? And Pitt that year was the team that beat Clemson at Clemson. And then he gets to the NFL, and he was with the Buffalo Bills. Right? He was with the Buffalo Bills, and he got to start against the L.A. Chargers. This is back when the Chargers were and they played in the soccer stadium. You guys remember that? And, you know, everybody's like, well, Nathan Peterman is an And if you remember Nathan Peterman from the NFL draft, John Gruden, and I think this was before, right when he took the Raiders job, he kind of had a hard-on for Nathan Peterman. Man, that Nathan Peterman guy. And eventually he was actually a backup with the Raiders. But Gruden loved Peterman. And that's probably why the Bills love Peterman. NFL guys love Peterman. And they threw him in. I think he had four interceptions or five, like four in the first half. It was an abject disaster. And so oftentimes in football, we call for the backup quarterback. Why won't they play that guy? Careful what you wish for. You might well get it. Well, Virginia, like so many, wanted to be in the NCAA tournament. Now, they don't have the depth of whiny, obnoxious, annoying fans like the Big East does. They probably have more fans, just the Big East fans are louder and more rambunctious. But they got the spot nonetheless. Careful what you wish for, you might well get it. They got their asses handed to them. Now look, in the radio show, and if you listen to this pod, just know we roll into the radio show. You'll hear, I do think Virginia's not as bad as they played. They played terrible, couldn't make a shot, just one of those days. And this is a team that has those days more often than the great days where it's like Pleasantville black and white, making every shot. That said, I know the numbers for True TV aren't great. A couple million people watched in a country of 350 million people. It's not the end of the world because not everybody saw it. But anybody who did was like, holy shit, what the fuck happened to Virginia? Like, the last time I watched Virginia basketball, they played slow, but they could actually make the ball go into the basket. And this team sucks. And it's one of those deals where you think, you know, the numbers will tell you nobody watches the first four, but the people that matter watch. And there's another thing. There's an expression in college basketball and college football. Every home game is an unofficial visit for the visitors. Make sense to you? Okay, because a team comes in, and if they say, man, these locker rooms are dope, stadium's dope, fans are dope, you know, all the players seem to be like well taken care of. Like, man, especially for the low majors, mid majors, when they play these games on the road in college football and they get their asses handed to them. Like, when they walk out and that place against nobody is packed, that's where they want to play. And in this era, you can recruit off somebody else's team. But I would also say that any game on TV is stronger than any sort of Zoom meeting you're ever going to get. Now, look, when you're a good recruiter, you can flip into like, you call a guy, Virginia's calling people today to get guys in the portal if they can get them in school and say, hey, look, pretty obvious we need you. We need guys that can score. We couldn't score at all yesterday. But man, did that look bad. So bad, so much so that, you know, there's guys sitting around their hotel rooms cooking around going like, you know, there's a lot of places I like to play. I don't want to play somewhere they score 40 points a game. No thanks. So in your open opining to be in the NCAA tournament, be careful what you wish for. You might well get it. Virginia got a standalone game against a middle of the pack, mid-major plus, low-major minus. That's what Colorado State is. I love Colorado State. I like FOCO. You know, if anybody wants to use this to say, I don't think Colorado State's an awesome place. You ever been to Fort Collins? Do yourself a favor. It's amazing. It's a really cool college town. It's beautiful. It's close to the mountains. You know, you can drive 5 minutes outside of it and you get, there's this winding canyon road that leads you to Wyoming. Like, you can be middle of nowhere. You can get away. You're like less than an hour from Denver. You can do a little bit of everything. I love Fort Collins. And Nico is a friend, and he does a great job. So this is not like a shot at, but the reality is, it's not Colorado. Couldn't get him in the Big 12. It's not a high major. So if you're Virginia, you get a team that's good, but like, Colorado State's not going to win that championship. Great opportunity. Careful what you wish for. Might well get it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's Chris Broussard talking about Anthony Edwards and Michael Jordan.
Anthony Edwards, Martin, is drawing comparisons to Michael Jordan. Patrick Beverly has said it. Other people have said it. And I reached out to the GOAT himself, yes, MJ, today via text. And he told me he does indeed see the similarities in his game and Anthony Edwards' game. And I think the similarities are these, Martin. Now, let me say this first. There's two kind of people that get compared to Michael Jordan. There's those that people think could maybe be the GOAT, and that's LeBron, right?
Sure.
LeBron, his game is nothing like Michael Jordan's, but he was compared to Mike because can he be better? Can he be as good? Anthony Edwards is the other type where stylistically they get compared to Michael Jordan. I don't think anybody, as great as we think my Anthony Edwards' future could be, none of us are thinking he's going to be the GOAT or even in that conversation. Oh, maybe it'll surprise us, but right now nobody's thinking that. And here's the stylistic similarities I see. One, obviously, the high-flying elements of his game, dunking on people, aggressive. Two, he loves to play defense.
Yeah, and that's about pretty much where it ends. Here's the thing. I don't know why we're doing this. I really don't. I love Anthony Edwards. I love his personality, his athleticism, his ability to score. I think he likes to play defense. I don't remember him being first-team all-defense the way Jordan is. But we're so far away from the Jordan thing. It's interesting. Chris and I are about, I think he's a little bit older than me. And Chris has been around basketball. You know, he's played a smaller school and played in college basketball. But, like, he's a hooper. Like, the Jordan thing's so much different than we're, like, perceiving or we're trying to relate it. We're trying to, like, talk, like, games. Just why? What is the point of doing that? I kind of don't get it. Don't get it all. Honestly, I would say a little bit more Dominic Wilkins, but a great personality nonetheless. And let's see how it plays out before we get to the Jordan thing.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
What do you got, Jay Stu?
The Seoul series in Korea started at 3 a.m. this morning. The most famous baseball player on the planet playing for my team in his first game. And we all had to wake up at 3 a.m. I didn't. I woke up at 6 and caught the ninth inning of Shohei Ohtani's debut. MLB fucks up marketing on a yearly basis. I don't know why you would start a season and have real games with this particular player at 3 a.m. Pacific time for Dodger fans and Padre fans. It's completely annoying.
It is completely annoying, I understand, but it's not really for us. Right? This reminds me, just so you know, I understand you're annoyed, but this honestly reminds me of when Colin had Sports Nation and my dad loved watching Colin and didn't like watching Sports Nation. And I said, Dad, honestly, that show's not for you. It's a highlight clip show. Highlight clip show. So, yeah, this one's not for you. They're trying to spread baseball to the rest of the world. They know you as a, what, like a P1, if you will, the old radio P1, as somebody who drinks up everything the Dodgers have like soup. They knew you were going to win. And watch. They know you're going to watch.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to disagree with you on that, but I won't.
No, go ahead. You can disagree with me. Why not?
No. I this is different for me and Dodger fans in that this isn't something to be taken for granted. I mean, baseball of all the sports shouldn't be, I guess, discounting their P1s. And to grow the game in Korea where baseball is already big. I have no idea what it does for me to have a game in Korea. To your point, it's not for me. But if you're alienating your stateside fans to have an exhibition game that counts on the schedule, basically, in Seoul, Korea, that just it does nothing for us. I don't know how we as fans can appreciate this experience. You know.
I understand, but like, how do you propose they fix that? That's my question to you.
Have a regular game in Los Angeles on opening day as opposed to a game in Korea 7 days before opening day.
Was that opening day?
This was the first game of the season, yep.
Yeah, again, but how do you play a game in Korea? How do you spread the game and play international games?
You could have a bunch of exhibition games. They've been playing all week against, like, Team Korea and... You could have the little, what do you call it, Harlem Globetrotters over there. Just don't have them count for the schedule. The first official game in Shohei Ohtani's Dodger tenure is in Korea where no one can see it. It just sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But I don't really understand. Like, there's 81 home games, and this is how... I believe they're going to help pay for that. Like, this, it's all related, right? They paid him $700 fucking million, Jay. And if you pay a guy $700 million, you're going to have to make that money back, right? So there's a real thing. And you're not wrong. You're right. Hey, it's so different. Screws up the schedule. I get it. But I'm guessing that the people who paid the money to bring Major League Baseball and both teams over is like, yeah, we can't just do exhibition games. We need a real game. And that was how many games did they actually play? How many games actually count?
They're playing tonight. So the first two games of the season.
Yeah. Which I think they've done before. Didn't they do one in Australia? Didn't somebody do Australia a couple last year before, or something like that?
Maybe. That sucked too.
Yeah. No, I get it. It sucked, but it is about the money. And the only place I would necessarily agree with you would be, man, why does that have to be a Dodger home game? But I would guess that the answer to that is also about money.
So Jim Boeheim's my guy, right? I grew up watching Jim Boeheim. My entire family's from the 315 upstate New York. But I have to put him in your annoying today for this just gratuitous smack on the host of the show.
Howard has got to relax and knock down some shots.
Back to Dayton, Nate Gatter and Jim Boeheim.
Thank you very much, Jason. Coach Howard started 3 of 18. Since then, 4 of 5 for the field. Maybe starting to settle in a little bit?
A little bit better, but I think I heard Doug Gottlieb. No wonder he's talking about Howard shooting. He couldn't make a shot. So he's just watching himself play.
Hey, I wanted to follow up with, Coach, didn't you guys play against Oklahoma State in the NCAA tournament? How'd that go? Will it?
Well, how did it go?
Yeah, we won.
Third person on the list today is Stephen A. Smith for this take.
If it were me, I'd fire him strictly because of being boring. Literally. Oh, I'm not questioning his ability as a coach at all. He's a national champion, for crying out loud. I'm not questioning his ability as a coach. But you cannot be that boring, that unappealing for so long and get away with it. Let me throw this by y'all, right? Because I had...
So that's his take on Tony Bennett today. He should be fired. Now, you might agree with that take, Doug. I don't care. I just know that Stephen A. Smith, I'm guaranteeing, hasn't watched a minute of Virginia basketball. Not this year, maybe in the last 10 years. And he goes on First Take today and says the coach should be fired for losing last night.
Well, he said he fired for being boring, right? Because they couldn't make a shot last night. Like, you don't think he wanted to make a shot, right? Like, do you think he... And, yeah, they do play slow, and it could be deemed as boring. But I would also point out that Virginia has been top 20 in attendance since he's been there, just about every year. So what you may think is boring because of their success. I mean, I want you to think about this for a second. I did look this up when I knew this was coming. And I thought it was really interesting. Virginia was the first. Jeff Jones, who just retired from Old Dominion, was the coach there then. And he was like the first high major school to offer me a scholarship. So I know a lot about Virginia basketball. Here's Tony Bennett's, after his first year where they won 15 games. His second year, they won 16. Then they won 22, 23, 30, 30, 29, 23, 31, 35, 23, and 7. That's the COVID year, right? That's after the national championship. Then 18 and 7 in the COVID, when they played in the COVID year. 21, 25, 23. So, yeah. Shut the fuck up, basically. It's a funny point, but... literally one of the elite programs in the country. Now, is there a bigger discussion for how to go forward here? Yeah, no doubt, right? They were 31-35 wins, and the COVID year, they had lost a bunch to the NBA and thought they were putting it together the next year. But those 2 years set them back, and then NIL and the transfer portal, like, it doesn't work necessarily for how he likes to do what he does. But, yeah, that whole take is trash.
So Stephen A. Smith, who's won the award several times,
yeah,
in the segment.
He's like a multi... My point was, in the... here's the 10 years leading up, or even 11 years leading up to Tony Bennett. You ready? Okay. They won 11, 14, 19, 29, 17, 16, 18, 14, 15, 21, 17, 10. Right? And then I told you what they did since. So, yeah, it's not that the guy is just an outstanding coach and he's done an amazing job. He's done an amazing job at a place that hadn't really won in about 15 years, had never won at that level since Ralph Sampson graduated, right? They hadn't won 30 games since 1982 before he won 30 games. So it's just a complete lack of awareness of who he is and what he's done. And, oh, yeah, by the way, how revered he is and how people show up. I don't like playing that slow either. But damn, it's been effective.
So Stephen A. wins.
Stephen A. wins.
Why are we doing this?
Oh. Why do I?
Because we can.
Oh, it's because we can.
Hey, Doug. Gilbert Arenas has business advice for women.
Let's just say four. If you fucking four dudes a year or three dudes a year, I'm telling you, from the ages of probably what, 18 to 35, treat it like a business. Get you some NBA players, Let them in, them three NBA players. Think about it. The NBA player on the lowest end, on the brokest NBA, he going to pay you about $5,000 a month just to fuck with you. $5,000 a month. So if you got three of them, that's $15,000 a month just on the bottom end.
So sleep with three women, and you're guaranteed at least $15,000 a month.
No, sleep with three dudes.
That's what I meant.
Three dudes.
The opposite of women, dudes.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mike, can we play it for you? Because we can. Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Oh, yeah, let's go all in on some college hoop tonight. Last night it was Wagner taking down Howard. Howard's an HBCU. So it stands to reason you look and you're like, well, Grambling's playing. They're an HBCU. Okay. They really have no out-of-conference wins, although they play like a ridiculous schedule. On the other hand, Grambling's been playing great ball of late, and they're taking on a Montana State team that, yes, they made the NCAA tournament last year, but with wildly different players. This line is Montana State minus -5. I like Montana State to win and to cover. I also like Colorado, who that line went from 2. I loved it at 2, went to 3.5. Still like CU tonight against Boise. Boise's been up and down, and it would be a shame if this was the end of Max Rice's historic 5-year career playing for his dad, but I think it will be. I like CU and Montana State, like the two favorites tonight. That's it for the In a Bonus podcast. Check out the radio show every day, 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.